The war in Iraq will figure prominently as a source of debate in this election year. This week, the Bush administration moved to alleviate any concerns about the quality of U.S. intelligence before or since that war. President Bush has now named a new independent commission to examine the full range of U.S. intelligence capabilities. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has this report.
Two judges, a university president, two senators, a former White House counsel, and a CIA insider. That's the mix on the new intelligence commission. Two additional members are yet to be named. The president says the goal is to examine U.S. intelligence capabilities, especially when it comes to weapons of mass destruction.
And now, as we move forward in our efforts to prevent the spread of weapons of mass destruction, we must stay ahead of constantly changing intelligence challenges. The stakes for our country cannot be higher, and our standard of intelligence gathering and analysis must be equal to that of the challenge.
Chairing the panel are former Democratic Senator and Virginia Governor Charles Robb and retired federal judge Lawrence Silberman. Also serving, Republican Senator John McCain, former White House counsel Lloyd Cutler, Judge Patricia Wald, Richard Levin, the president of Yale, and Admiral William Studeman, a former deputy director of the CIA. It's a distinguished group, so much so that it's already drawing some criticism for being too filled with Washington insiders.
It's very establishment. You know, what that tells me, even before the commission does anything, is that we're going to get an establishment report out of it.
That's Charles Pena, director of defense policy studies at the Cato Institute.
This is not likely to be a hard-hitting and very critical report, either of the intelligence itself, but more importantly, on the decision-making on the part of the administration and its uses of the intelligence.
Concerns like Pena's are likely to be compounded by the fact that the president handpicked the panel. But Richard Levin says such fears are unfounded. The Yale president may well be the biggest outsider in the group, at least when it comes to intelligence matters. He's an economist by training, and he told NPR it's precisely his inexperience with the espionage business that got him picked. As for the panel's ability to be impartial, he's not worried.
You know, look at the composition of the committee. It's clearly bipartisan. It has people with impeccable reputations in their professions. I'm certainly going into this without any preconceptions. I think that the work will have to speak for itself.
When the commission is to meet and who it will talk to are details yet to be worked out. The deadline is March 31st, 2005, well after the November elections, a fact not lost on the president's critics. But some intelligence insiders believe the hardest work may actually come after that. Rurel Gerecht is a former Middle East specialist for the CIA.
I tend to be a little bit jaundiced about commissions reviewing the intelligence community. I mean, we've had lots of them. The issue is not so much what their conclusions are. I've agreed or disagreed with those conclusions in the past, is that very rarely have those conclusions ever been transferred into, you know, serious substantive reform of the agency, in particular the clandestine service.
Gerecht, now a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, says once recommendations are made, the responsibility falls to the White House and Congress to, quote, force changes down the throat of the intelligence community. The president says he wants to do his part. He's ordered all government departments and agencies to cooperate with the probe. Mr. Bush acknowledged that some pre-war intelligence about Iraq's weapons has still not been confirmed, and he said, "We are determined to find out why." Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.